This which shall indeed be real, will be thought seek him,
Communicate, this minute, and this minute, It gets rid of holy, 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 Where to begin to is to wrap down for They treated. Some of them, I think my was new. Jacob, 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 Jac I have Christ. This is irreverence. This is base. When God told the priests they were profaning his name, you could have knocked them over with a feather. Verse 12 and 13. You're profaning it in that, you say. Once again, in that action. The table of the Lord is defiled as for its fruit. Its food is to be despised. You also say, my, how tiresome it is. And you disdainfully sniff at it, says the Lord of hosts. Now once again, I don't believe anyone said literally, boy, this service is a real drag. I don't think they said that literally with their words. I'm sick and tired of this ministry. I don't think they said that. How tiresome it is. I think their actions said it. I think what he's saying is this. You bring me something other than Christ. You lay defiled food on my table. You try to feed me with something other than Christ. And while you're doing that, thinking I'm going to be satisfied with that, if you'll admit it, it's a bondage to your own heart. My, how tiresome it is. What a duty. What a bondage. What a labor to keep bringing this to God. But as I travel down that road, my life is despising. I need the name of the Lord. I was up to my eyebrows in the Lord's service. I was serving Him all the time. I got up early and I did everything that I read in the books that godly men did. And I thought I was going to be a godly man. I was faithful. I went to the local church. I supported the local church. I drove the school bus. I taught Sunday school. I had all kinds of ministries, from the old people to the young people to the jails to the nursing homes. I thought I was doing great. I was feeding God, all of that stuff. And all the while, my heart was dry. No relationship with God. No fellowship with God. No sweet communion with Him. I didn't know my God. And I was saying, oh, how tiresome it is. What a burden. Become a Christian. This is great. Join me in this prison, in this bondage. It was a living hell until in 1965. For no other reason, and I didn't know what else to do, I gave up. I quit. And I said, Lord, I love you. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for the blood. But I can't take any more of this. I quit. Of course, he was shouting all over heaven, waiting for that day. How tiresome it is. You offer defiled food when you try to feed him anything other than Jesus. You profane his name when it's all a bondage and all a labor. Remember that day you got saved? Remember that day when the Spirit of God first broke on your heart the truth that Christ is the Lamb of God? Before that day, you were offering God many things. You tried to be a good boy, and you did what was right, and you offered Him righteousness, and God, I can't eat that. That's filthy rags. You wouldn't think of offering God. I went here and I was baptized and I went to communion, I did. But one day, by the grace of God, His Spirit revealed Jesus Christ to your heart. And you saw Him substitute. You saw Him as those cookies. And you received Him into your heart. For what purpose? I'll tell you what purpose. You received Him
in order to offer him. You needed a lamb. You needed a substitute. We're not out of the sacrificial system. We're still in it. And you receive Christ in order to offer Christ. And that satisfied God. And he said, now, I'll take that. I'll take you, his righteousness, his perfections, his merits, his beauty. I'll accept that. Brothers, and this is what we're going to talk about in our message in Malachi. When you first got saved, you received Christ in order to offer him. Many Christians, most Christians, have not learned what it means to come back to the book for another revelation of Christ that they might receive in order to offer. And then come back to the book for another revelation of Christ that they might receive and that they might offer. That's the Christian life. Nothing else is. God will not settle for anything other than his Son. He'll give him that you might offer him. And he'll give him again that you might offer him. And he'll give him again. But because we've only seen a thumbnail revelation of Christ, because we haven't learned to see him in the book, because we only have the smallest picture of Christ, we've only been able to offer him once. And now we have nothing to give. So we'll give our service and we'll give our energies and we'll give our... because we don't have another Christ to give. The passion, the burden on God's heart. Oh, how I love you. How I want to have a fellowship with you. But I've got to take you through the furnace. And I'm not going to leave you hanging as to what the furnace is. It's not the trials and afflictions of life. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. It's the Son of Righteousness. I've got to take you to the revelation of Christ, which is a furnace. And anybody that's seen Christ, you know what he means when he says it's a furnace. If you want it, it's going to cost you. I'll show them to you. I'll give you something to give me. I love you. I want fellowship with you. But don't, please don't give me defiled food. But don't. Please don't profane my name, making the whole thing a bondage. Give me Jesus. Give me Christ. Brothers, we started this conference saying we're hungry for Christ. God is hungry for Christ. He is. Let's feed him this week. Let's bow together.